Welcome back. Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday. And I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold a time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, okay? Check it out. Hey Jules, how are you all doing on this lovely Winning to Win Wednesday? We have made it to another great day, another great Winning to Win Wednesday, and I'm so grateful. I'm not going to hold it long. I'm just going to come before you all with a short message. So first, let me pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for this day. God, I thank you, God, for allowing me another chance to come before your people, before your Jules, God, to give a message, Lord God, that you have put within me to give them, Lord God. Forgive me for anything that I've done, said, or thought that's not pleasing unto you. And God, I just thank you, God, that this message will go out and touch someone's heart and change someone's life, Father God, for the better, God. And I bless your name, God, in your son Jesus' name I pray. I kind of sow, and it is done in Jesus' name, amen. So y'all, just coming before y'all, a short message about that four-letter word, love. Being that it is still the month of February, I just want to tie in that word some more in everything to show y'all how crucial and how critical it is for us to love. Y'all, we as being as children of God, as believers of Jesus Christ, we have to show love, y'all. We cannot win souls if we do not show love. We cannot draw others if we do not show love. We cannot show the Christ that's within us if we do not show love. The Bible lets us know in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So if he gave his only begotten son to us, who he know was sinners, he knew that we were sinners, he knew that we were just in the flesh and just didn't know better. He knew this, but he saw fit that he needed to give his only begotten son just for us. Just for us to have the right to a tree of life. Just for us to be born again. Be able to be born again. Just for us to be redeemed of our sins. Y'all, he gave his only begotten son because he loved us so much. So if we say that we are followers of Christ, if we say that we are sons and daughters of Christ, if we say that we are born again believers, y'all, we got to show love. We got to put that four-letter word in action and show love no matter what. People may have done you wrong. People may have mistreated you. People may have scandalized your name. But y'all, that don't make it in a way that don't make an excuse of you not showing love to others. And even to that person, y'all, we got to show love. Y'all, without love, I'm telling you, God esteems love and charity. He esteems love's higher than anyone in the community. He esteems love because he is love. He is all about love, y'all. So we say that we are his children and we're not showing love to our brothers and our sisters, y'all, we don't know God. Because why? We don't have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us if we do not show love, if we are not out here showing love to others. Y'all, we must show love, and especially in this last days, y'all, we must show love now, more now than ever before, because people are in need, God. People are in need of us showing the God that's within us. People are in need of us showing the traits of Jesus. People are in need of showing the characteristics of Jesus, because why? We are the Bible that they see, and people are in desperate need to see the love that people have for everybody, that Christians have for people in general. So y'all, we have to show love. Y'all, we cannot call ourselves born again believers if we don't have love within our hearts for other people. We cannot call ourselves born again believers if we are not out here showing unconditional love to others. We cannot call ourselves born again believers if we are not putting forth that action and showing the love that God himself has ordained for us to have when we accepted his son Jesus into our hearts and received the Holy Ghost. And we got to show love, y'all. Oh, I'm telling y'all, love is more than just you saying out of your mouth. It's an action. So we have to put forth that action and show love to one another, y'all. So if it's somebody that you need to go to and say, forgive me, or somebody that you need to go give a hug to or just need to call, do it, y'all. Do it. Do it. I'm telling you, while in this day, do it. While you still have time, do it. Do it. Because for one thing, for sure, you don't want your work to be said that you did not show love to that person, that one person that you needed to show love to, that one person that God put in your life for you to be their somewhat mentor or whatever, that one person that God sent your way. I'm telling you, we must show love, y'all. People are in need of us showing love to them. It's too much going on in this world for us as Christians and believers to go out and just be mistreating and not showing love to people. It is too much evil going on in this world. People need to see love in action. People need to see that we are Christians and we are believers, that we are showing the love that God Himself had put within us if we call ourselves children of God. Y'all, people need to see it. So if you're a believer, show love. I see too many times when people say that they are believers, people say that they are this, people say that they are that when it pertains to Christ, and they are not showing the love, they are not showing the attributes of Jesus Christ. When somebody come in and they may be homeless, they may be stinking, they may have dirty clothes on and this and that, and I see it so many times when Christians toot up their noses to that person. Y'all, that's not showing love. Y'all, we must show love. We must show love unconditionally. We must show love. So y'all, my plea to you all is to love unconditionally. Oh, if you are a believer, if you say that you have accepted Jesus into your hearts, it's no way that you can't show love to your brother and your sisters, because God is love. God is love. It's no way that you would tilt up your nose to your brother and your sister, because God is love. So show love, y'all. Show love. Put it in action. Don't just say I love you, but put it in action. Show love. Father God, I thank you, God, for this message, God. I thank you, God, that I have said, Lord God, everything that you have me to say. Father God, and I just thank you right now. Father God, and I pray, God, that the Jews, Lord God, will take this message, Lord God. Father God, and they will go out and show love to others, Lord God, the way that you have designed us to love each other. And Father God, I just bless your name, God. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So y'all go out and show love. Go out and do that. Forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Show love to your brothers and your sisters. Whatever you have that have been going on in the past, let it go. It's time to let that stuff go. It's time to move on. It's time to show love to everyone and go out and win at it all. Because together we are winning to win. Remember that you are God's precious jewel, and He loves you so much. And He wants nothing more but for you to go out and live in the abundance that He has designed for you to live in. But you can't live in that abundance if you don't show the love that God has Himself given unto us. Show love. Be blessed. Bye.
Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious jewel you ministry. Okay, all right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.